See blank stares, so we'll do that. All right. So the first action item is consider signing a resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes on property owned by Canyon County. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
There's, what, four accounts here known as the Polly Farm that normally at closing taxes are prorated. We haven't received any payments, and I haven't sent any closing documents to know. We should have received payment, or we're just going to write out the taxes and move forward, or what the process will be.
Okay, yes.
And I apologize that you didn't receive that purchase sale agreement. I did go back and look at that when we got the notification. I've been in contact with our real estate agent, Norm Brown, and it's clearly stated I did forward those documents to legal, so I'm hoping that they weigh in. But that was a prorated basis from the time that we signed the contract. So these taxes are actually accrued and on behalf of Canyon County. It's my understanding that the Polly Farm has completely fulfilled their part of that, and these would need to be canceled, otherwise we would just be paying ourselves.
Right.
That's correct, Commissioner. We have reviewed those, and I don't know, maybe just a paperwork issue or a timing issue of what happened, but in essence, contract has been through. We own the property. The TV screens are coming on and off. We own the property, and would make no sense for the county to pay itself property taxes.
Okay.
And Chairman, yes. Can you just clarify for us? I have two delinquent reminder notices. You said that there are four properties on that.
There's four, yeah. I was given four properties back in December that was purchased, and I honestly, I haven't looked back to see if any of them have been paid.
Okay, and I think the answer on that's no. I'm trying to verify the amount of $1,134.06, as well as $1,989.26. Is there more than that, or it's those two?
There's also one that's up for over $2,000.
Okay.
And then there's one that's about $130. So there's four different accounts, which I can give you copies of the original tax bills. We're done if you'd like.
Yeah, and I thought I had gotten all those off the calendar, but regardless of that, I am in favor of the motion.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The resolution has the parcel numbers and the total amount. $5,357.07.
We're pretty darn close to it, yeah. Quickly adding it in my head.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign a resolution to cancel the cancellation of taxes on property owned by Canyon County as presented.
Thank you, Commissioner Brooks. I will second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Sorry for the confusion. I thought we attempted to do it.
We tried. We got it taken care of.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for catching that. Okay. Second agenda item is consider signing a resolution appointing a successor trustee to the Board of Health Trustees.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. I have decided to recuse myself from the Health Board trustee since becoming treasurer, and so I'd like to have Deborah Smart in the treasurer's office be my replacement going forward on the Health Board trustee.
And you could probably vouch for her, right?
I can, yes.
Okay. All right. That's an important point to make public, yes. All right.
Chairman, I'm in favor. It's a big responsibility, and these trustees, according to the trust documents, you have to die, basically, to get off that work. Or have an event. And I would say that running an office qualifies an event. So to have someone on there that's a representative, each office has a representative on the health trust board, if I'm not mistaken. So thank you for the recommendation. Thank you for the work for the county.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution of appointing Deborah Smart as the successor trustee to the Board of Health Trustees.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye, motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your willingness to serve.
We'll see you soon.
Hopefully I won't die soon. Or you can, you're not retiring soon, so that's still the other option, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was hoping that Commissioner Van Beek wasn't entirely correct on that statement.
Well, it is in the trust document, so I didn't write it.
All right, third agenda item is consider signing a resolution granting certain property of nominal value to Computers for Kids Incorporated.
So Mr. Chair, I'll take that one. Also, this kind of goes on the fourth bullet point as well. We have two resolutions, and this is for information technology. This is the first one, is the disposal property. No, the first one is actually donation of property. The second one is disposal property.
Right, right, true.
So what we do is we go through the process, we procure equipment, computers in general, or anything electronic. We go through, when it's end of life, we actually go through and pull all the hard drives out of the equipment to make sure that no data can be leaked out to the public sector, and we actually destroy the hard drives, and then we put it in two piles. We have one, the equipment no longer works, it's dead, doesn't power on, it's basically zero value. That stuff is destroyed, goes to landfill, and hard drives are shredded. The other part is when we donation equipment, when we pull hard drives, the software license for the operating system goes with the hard drive. So when we donate the computers, the license for the machine, the hard drives are removed. Basically, there's no value left to these computers outside of scrap value. What's unique with Computers for Kids, they have an agreement with Microsoft where they'll actually can put hard drives in these computers and license them through Microsoft at a nominal value. Then they actually build them back up, load them, and then for kids, we can actually buy the computer for like $50. It's for a low income, and it supplements and helps these families out there. And that's why there's two piles of equipment. The equipment that potentially could be donated and reused under the program, and the other pile goes for destruction and landfill.
Okay, so we will be considering both the third and fourth agenda item simultaneously then in our discussions here. Thanks for that discussion or that description. That's very helpful. Questions, comments?
I don't have any. I know that Chief Rast has been working in his former capacity as the IT director to work with Computers for Kids, and this is not a new process to have the computers donated. So in favor, my kids have benefited from that program many years ago.
Mr. Chairman, we do this annually, correct?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, we actually do this as we get equipment piling up.
Oh, okay.
So you might actually see a couple resolutions throughout the years,
okay,
of the fiscal years. And just another note, Ada County does the same thing with the Computers for Kids donations.
I just remember it at least once before.
Yeah, we've done it at least once. Okay.
Chair Holdridge, yep, and Board, so we include the invoice once those computers are delivered, we'll receive $1. I'll be done. This is just kind of an easy way to take care of county property, so there's some nominal value exchanged for it.
Yeah. And Chairman, one of the things that I pushed for, so I appreciate Chief Deputy Pizzoli's comments, asset tagging is really important. Chief's already alluded to it. It has a start of life, which should be tagged. It has an end of life, so that asset should be accounted for. Those are policy decisions that we're trying to get up to speed on. But to have all of these enumerated, there will be a list attached of all the equipment on Exhibit A that's either being donated or destroyed. That's good business practice, and that's where we're headed. So totally in favor. And with that, unless Commissioner Brooks has anything else, I move that we sign the resolution granting certain property of nominal value to Computers for Kids, and that we designate surplus property with nominal value and authorize the destruction of Canyon County Information Technology Department equipment as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries for both of those resolutions.
And Mr., just one more side note on that is the county does try to run out the return on investment on the computers to about 5 to 7 years. So by the time we donate them, we've definitely used them and run them on the ground.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. Do we have additional issues on, for this county attorneys?
Is that it?
Chairman, the only other thing that's on here is we don't have a real estate representative here, but I, it's my understanding that that transaction is going through without any issues.
That's what I understand too. So Wesley's on, more involved in that, so I think that is moving forward.
Okay, thank you.
And the chair did have one thing. Director Britton was going to come down today to give you an update on the Oakland project on the sewer side, as well as an update on ADS coming and removing pod six.
Right.
So that's been moved to Thursday.
Oh, it's been moved to Thursday.
He's going to have a meeting today with Oakland to get more information and form a board on Thursday.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right. Well, if there's anything else?
Do you think we need to go to executive session or anything on?
I don't have any.
I'm not aware of anything. All right.
Chairman, will you adjourn?
All right.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.